Advocates across Connecticut called for increased accessibility to public transportation Monday. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano was at a Transit Equity Day event at the Southeast Area Transit Center in Norwich.
Ariana Woody says public transit is a civil right. She's the president of the local chapter of the NAACP. As someone who's used public transportation her entire life, Woody says that service in the seat district could be improved.
I think maybe looking at the hours that they provide for public transportation. I know I've seen bus routes get cut kind of early when there are, you know, the casino people here that work until, you know, 11, midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, and there's not, you know, that transportation available.
Jerry Pazinski pointed to the fact that there's no direct service from Norwich to one of the casinos on a seat bus. He's a driver, and he's also the president of the local chapter of the Amalgamated Transit Union.
We don't have a route from here to Foxwoods. They have to go from here to New London, then to Foxwoods. It takes 2 hours to get to Foxwoods. In a car, it takes you 20 minutes. So how is it fair for people who don't own vehicle, or they can afford it, or they just don't want to drive?
Pazinski and other transit workers are gathering support from the general public to open up more routes and expand areas of coverage. He's having people sign a petition that'll be sent to the commissioner of the Department of Transportation. The petition also asks for CTDOT to make all transit buses zero emission and for more funding so that employees can have access to better wages and benefits. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.